We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the show with the biggest stories of the day. It's the Big 3 at 3, number one.
He got him at 97, and the Orioles shut out the Astros. A two-hitter, a 2-0 win. Kyle Bradish delivers with 8 2/3 shutout on the night of his baseball life.
That's the second time he has shut out the Astros this year. Hopefully they don't have to run into him in the playoffs. They're, I think, 4 games back of the Mariners, so they should be all right. Before we get to that game last night, as we are live here, Miller Lite Football Friday, make your way on out here. There is a room for you to enjoy yourself. Great food, great drinks here at Churrasco's here in Memorial.
Great vibe.
It is in Memorial City, a beautiful setup here. They've been doing this for 34 years. They have been feeding people, great people here in the city of Houston for 34 years. They've got happy hour. Hell, I think that's going right, going here in about an hour, 4 to 7, all day on Thursdays if you're looking for that. But 4 to 7, Monday through Sunday, so that'll be starting up, coming up in less than an hour. They've got everything you need, multiple locations. Sugar Land, that's the one I go to mostly. Here in Memorial, where we are right now, River Oaks and the Woodlands. So make your way on out here. We've already tasted the spread, and I'm telling you, it is on point.
Yeah, man, and no surprise here. I'm just finding out that Churrasco's, not only are there these locations all phenomenal. We've told you about the food, but they also do over 1,000 catering events annually.
Yep,
you can get this good grub catered right into your personal events, man.
Yeah, I know Tyler's brother is getting married. Hell, they do wedding receptions and stuff too as well. So
just let maroon money out, man. Churrasco's is where it's at.
They come down to Mexico to cater events there.
They might.
Sure they will.
They might.
Awesome.
You pay enough, I'm sure they. They got you. So, make your way on down here, boy. It is a good time, and we're going to enjoy ourselves as well. But the Astros lose last night 2-0. They came up with 2 hits, and that is tough. But that happens in baseball. 162 games, that will happen. I think to me, what was big was Justin Verlander. This is his second start since the issue with his calf, and I'm not going to lie. Fellas, I was watching HGTV the other day, and they said that damn, what is it, fascia? They said that what did you say? It's like the facade that is very similar to the.
It's what's behind the gutter.
Yeah.
The fascia board.
Yeah, they said that the other day. I was listening. I just thought of you, and I just got really annoyed.
There you go. Fascia is JB's issue. Fascia board is what's behind the gutter on a home.
But yeah,
the eve of a home.
This is his first outing, or it's his second outing since that injury, and he threw 93 pitches this time, went 6 innings, only gave up 2 runs, 4 strikeouts. It looks like they're building on the last performance, going a little longer there. I think that to me is the big story here. 79 pitches his first start, 93 this one. Even with those 2 runs, his ERA jumps to 1.84. But to me, more than anything, you lose, you're trying to get your 100th win. But the big key is, how did Verlander fare? 2 runs against a really good baseball team. And at 93 pitches, he seems like he is on his way to feeling good.
Yeah, look, and Verlander actually, having a good game, pitching a good game with Vasquez behind the plate too. Mm-hmm. Don't forget about that. I mean, now
that's
Vasquez,
really good point.
I believe that completes the span of all the starters, right? I think Vasquez has caught at least once all of the starters going into the playoffs. So if and when he does need or have to catch somebody when his turn comes up in the rotation, it's not going to be dependent on the starter. I would imagine that he's A-OK with all of them. Hell, I think all of them have at least a quality start with him.
So, that's a good point. Maldonado's back in the lineup today. By the way, look at this. right field today. Trey Mancini is in right field. He's only played first, left, and DH. He is in right field as Tucker gets the night off. That's interesting. Now, it does make a lot of sense because he is playing in the ballpark that he has played in most of his career here with the Orioles, playing in right field. I'm sure he's played in that Camden Yards. He's played in there. Camden Yards.
There you
he's
go.
Played in there in right field, I'm sure, before. So it makes a lot of sense that he gets there. But this is the first time we've seen him outside of left field and first base. So we'll see how the hell that goes. They're just moving him around, and he's not getting any hits. But they're just moving him around all over the place. Another 0 for last night from him.
Well, I mean,
seven
of the nine were 0 for. So, I think, I mean, Pena and Dubon had their hits last night.
Ain't that it? Those two, Pena and Dubon. Also, by the way, Altuve back in the lineup to lead off tonight. So he had missed the game. They said it was a scheduled day off. Wonder were concerned because he did get hit on the elbow and the other night, Wednesday, against the Rays. But he is back in the lineup as well. So we'll see how they fare tonight as Urquidy gets the ball to go against the Orioles in game two here. So we'll keep you updated on that as the Astros trying to finish out the season.
Big 3-3, number two.
All right, as the Texans get ready for the game on Sunday, a few injury notes from the Texans side. We'll let you know about the Bears a little bit later because there's some significant things there. Cornerback Steven Nelson missed practice for personal reasons. That's all that's listed there. Maybe the Celtics could get an understanding of what that means. Personal reasons, and that's all they have there. Brevin Jordan, for the third straight day, did not practice. And, according to Aaron Wilson, is trending towards not playing this week. So let's settle in right there. So he is trending towards not playing. I mean, come on, Clint. He hadn't practiced Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday.
Yeah.
That is generally a sign that a player is not going to play.
Yeah, it's a strong sign that a young player in particular is not going to play. I mean, I don't know. You got Jordan Akins, and I know that Brevin Jordan has – I think he has a bright future in the league. I think the expectations are much higher than what they expect from Jordan Akins. But if we're boiling this thing down to what each player can do, Brevin Jordan with no practice and a clear injury to some degree versus a Jordan Akins that's healthy, ready to rock and roll, has been able to practice, I would take Jordan Akins 10 out of 10 times. And
yeah.
So
seems like Jordan Akins is probably going to be active and play.
I would think so. I would think so. It makes perfect sense. And again, I'll just go back to the way they built that or the way they completed that tight end room. I thought it ended up perfect, man. And it's showing to be some good decisions that were made leading into the start of the season. They're paying off because of these injuries, no question.
You think maybe this had something to do with the lack of production with Brevin Jordan? I don't know. I mean, you don't think any kind of injury? Maybe he's because I know you said Pharaoh Brown, who we'll get to in a second, wasn't feeling right. Didn't seem like he was moving right. I just wonder, is that something with Brevin Jordan?
No, look, I don't know if it's kept him from making plays, but I know when they've gone his direction, when he's been on the field, he's caught the ball well. CC appeared to be moving well. The only one that I can see in the tight end group, really in all the receivers that appears to be slowed by some kind of injury, some kind of fatigue, some kind of dead leg. I don't know what you want to call it, but it's Pharaoh Brown. He appears to be running with much heavier feet, heavier legs than he has in the past, and he's supposed to be slimmed down some and moving better. So that's the only one to me that when I watch, I go, man, he's just not moving the way that he used to move, kind of thing. The other guys are moving fine.
Speaking of Pharaoh Brown, he dressed out today in practice and is, according to Aaron Wilson, good to go for Sunday. Per league source, MRI on the shoulder showed aggravation to scar tissue from a previous injury. So they're saying he should be good to go. I mean, that's a good help there. Still probably will see Jordan Akins in the lineup, but it is good to have Pharaoh Brown, and now you got three tight ends. And they can probably do a lot of what they've been wanting to do and what they've done the first two games of the season.
Yeah, a lot of. I would imagine you're going to see a lot of two tight end sets, and even some of that three tight end set. I think Jordan Akins and it will fit in nicely where Brevin Jordan was before. So I don't think you miss a beat offensively.
Yeah. All right. And moving on with this game, let me ask you this.
Okay.
Because this is we talked about how big a game this is for the Texans, and we'll talk about this with John McClain about an hour from now. Can the Texans win this game with Davis Mills just playing all right? Yes. Like, I'm trying to figure out, like, the understanding of this game. Can Davis Mills just be pedestrian? Whatever the hell I was about to say. Can he just be all right?
Luckily, that's a word that kind of stands out really well, so we all knew where you were.
Pedestrian. Can he just play pedestrian? Can he be all right there and then win the game? I'm just trying to a clear understanding of what they need from him. Because Denver, I said last week, Davis is going to have to probably make some plays in this game against Russell Wilson, against that Denver offense.
Yeah.
I don't know that I feel that way this week. I think he can just don't turn it over, don't make mistakes, and just make the right play, and they still be able to win the game.
Yeah. No. This is a game where you don't need anything great from Davis Mills. You can be check down Charlie for four quarters. You don't need some 50-50 balls to where you take a risk. You don't need him driving the football into coverage and all that kind of stuff to win this ball game. Now, I'll be honest with you. I just need to see a better Davis Mills, man. The on time, in rhythm, straight to the check down, the indecision, It's just left a lot to be desired, and I need to see a better Davis Mills. So is this a game where, yes, he could go in there and simply drive the bus at about 45 miles per hour, never tap the brake, and win this football game? But ultimately, I'd like to see him get off on the edge every now and then. Almost called them drunk bumps. Let's call them wake bumps, whatever you want to call them.
Drunk bumps.
Yeah, I mean, the things on the side of the road, yeah, when you hit them, you know. What do you call those?
What are those called, Tyler? I feel like Tyler.
I call them wake you up bumps.
Yeah. Wake you up bumps, huh?
All right.
Something else is called that.
I don't think that is the text in. What is the actual correct term for those? Not drunk bumps, or what did you call them? Wake me up bumps?
Wake you up bumps.
Wake you up bumps. Yeah. Somebody.
The term used in other ways.
I can't believe
as well.
The commissioner doesn't know it. I thought he would be yelling it out. Yeah, I know exactly what it's called. No, not sure, but a little news here, Tyler. We got some news here with the injury report with the Texans.
Yeah.
What's the latest here?
Yeah, so the Texans' final injury report for this week is out. Malik Collins is listed as questionable. Also, Farrell Brown questionable. Kurt Heinisch questionable. Out will be Brevin Jordan. Brevin Jordan and the rookie Deculus, they are both listed as out for this week's game in Chicago.
So that is confirmed now. Not just Brevin Jordan missed three practices. He is now out for this game. So you're down to two tight ends, and I'm sure that now we'll see, along with O.J. Howard and Farrell Brown, who is questionable as well, we'll see Jordan Akins be brought up to this roster. So, latest, Brevin's out.
We'll see. I would expect them to bring Jordan Akins up. I mean, I'd be A-okay with them going with two true tight ends and living in 11 and 10 personnel, if we're being honest.
I want them to bring him up.
They can use Charlie Heck on the goal line situations if they so choose. The first down and 10, 13 personnel, I just would rather not see that much. But we'll see.
We'll see. All right. Brevin Jordan out for this game coming up against the Bears.
Big 3-3, number 3.
All right, Clint, a lot of college football going on this weekend. And we talked about the big one in Dallas between your Razorbacks and the Aggies, Tyler's Aggies. But a lot of other big games around the state of Texas coming up on Saturday, including Texas and Texas Tech. All right. Again, very similar to last week, what we said about Sark at Texas. Like, they things are looking up. People about the program feel a lot better after they played Alabama the way they did. Then they beat San Antonio after a slow start there. They go on the road to Texas Tech. This is one you want to kind of keep that positive stuff going. Texas Tech, they shouldn't play. Not to say they shouldn't play. I think Texas is a better team than they are from what we've seen thus far. And that's a game you want to continue the positive stuff going if you're Sark and win that game.
Well, here's the reality of this situation going on at Texas right now, right? Is Steve Sarkisian is on the cusp of putting the stripper's monkey to sleep. The best thing that's happened in Austin, the most talked about topic in Austin over the last 12 months since Steve Sarkisian was the coach was a stripper's monkey. And this guy is on the verge of putting that monkey to bed. Putting it to bed and not
that be a thing anymore.
That is not going to be a thing
it's
anymore.
It's not a circus show here.
Give everybody else something else to talk about. If he wins this week, I think they start trending in the right direction in terms of putting that monkey to bed. And then we talked about this yesterday, and we talk a lot about tongue-in-cheek stuff. But I'm telling you, man, if Baylor doesn't beat Iowa State, and it's at Iowa State. Iowa State's a really, really good football team. We'll see what happens there. And if A&M beats Arkansas or doesn't beat Arkansas, that's going to leave Texas. That's going to leave the Longhorns as the highest-ranked college football team in the state of Texas.
Wow.
And all joking aside,
mission. We're back.
All joking aside, that puts. I mean, that is a notch in Steve Sarkisian's belt.
That's big.
Year two, early in the season,
heading into the SEC.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, it may not. We can joke about it, and it may not mean much to us. But in terms of the decision makers, the money in Austin behind what's going on with Steve Sarkisian, you better believe it means something to that group. So, Sark, it's a big week for Sark, man. He can put a monkey to sleep and be the highest ranked college team in the state of Texas.
If he can keep moving up the polls and win the rest of their games before that Oklahoma matchup, which is I think in 2 weeks, that is.
Ooh, Oklahoma looked good last week. I know it was Nebraska, but damn, they look good.
Yeah, it is. Ooh. Nebraska after they just fired their coach. So we'll see. But that'll be a big one. TCU SMU. That's an interesting game as well coming up up there in the Dallas Fort Worth area. So SMU, a good team, good offensive team, and TCU, they've got a big one against Oklahoma coming up next week too. That'll be huge if they can get this.
Yeah, man,
one.
I want my boy Rhett Lashley to pull this one off. I believe it's at SMU,
yeah.
And they do have a good football team. They got a chance to beat TCU, but it seems like isn't Sonny Dykes the head coach?
Yep.
Seems like he's got things rolling, at least going trending in the right direction at TCU early in the season. But we'll see what happens there. I went with TCU in that game.
Yeah, Sonny Dykes taking over for Gary Patterson. Yep. All right, we talked about the Texans injury report. As we said, Brevin Jordan out for this game. The Bears have some significant injuries that could really work in the favor for the Texans as well. We'll let you know that coming up next.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's a Miller Lite Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from Churrasco's in Memorial City, here's Clint Sterner and the show.
Oh, man, a great time here. We got a lot of listeners that are rolling out here. Layla, filling herself. I enjoyed her, man.
Hey, Layla.
She's a good time. Yeah, she had asked about you, Tyler, as well.
What up, girl?
She didn't. But, I mean, I knew she
easy,
would.
Easy,
I'm just saying
easy,
hi.
Man.
Just did trying to interact with our listeners,
hold
man.
On, did he
you
say,
didn't just
on,
say
no,
hi.
No, did he say, what up, girl?
What up, girl?
What's up, girl? How you doing, Layla?
You know what?
Easy.
Hey, that's the first time I've ever heard Baytown come out of Tyler.
Easy.
Right there.
What
up, girl?
I mean.
What up, girl?
How you doing, Layla?
What do you think this is, Northgate? What do you think this is?
Nah, hey, just damn, saying, what's
bro?
Up, Layla? How you
We're
doing,
girl? We're a
classy
girl? Joint out here, and a classy lady named Layla comes
damn
up.
Damn right.
Over, what you doing, girl?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. No, shout out. Hey, happy hour gets going here. Rhett Churrasco's here, Memorial City. Happy hour gets going 4 to 7. We'll be here till 6 o'clock, so make your way in right now. Clint said he might buy you a beer. If you can guess his first number that he ever received at Arkansas.
I love beer.
Yeah,
yes, I do.
If you can guess the first number he got at Arkansas, you get you a beard. I mean, you'd have to really listen to the show. All right, and I might chip it and buy you one as well. First number, you remember it? I hope you remember.
I think you mean the number they promised me.
Yeah, that's right. The number they promised you.
Because I only had one while I was there.
It was the number they promised you. That's right. Yeah. The number they promised you. He ended up wearing 14. The number they promised him, and then they told him to kick rocks.
Because a better recruit. Somebody with another couple more stars than me because I didn't have many.
Now hold on, but you were more important to the program, right?
By the time we left, you were more important.
Two time.
Well, I mean, I don't want to place level of importance, but yeah, I mean,
oh, come on, man, that guy wasn't a two-time All SEC quarterback, was it? Second team.
Thanks for pointing that second team out, bro.
I'm just saying. I want to be truthful here. Yeah, I know that's how you feel about it.
Well, look, I mean, you're talking about a guy that broke 16 plus passing records at the university at the time. I mean, I don't know what. I mean, I don't
no
know.
You tell me.
Finally, I got something.
I know Tyler likes to just say, "Hell, Kellen Mond wasn't worth a damn." But I know Tyler likes to discredit guys like myself. But
16,
you know,
baby.
I mean, just 16.
16. Hey, real quick.
Hey, by the way, those drunk bumps are called lane correction rumble.
Oh,
strips.
That's right.
Lane correction rumble strips.
That's too long of a title.
I prefer drunk bumps.
That's the first thing I said. That's too long. I like drunk bumps. I do.
And everybody relax. I mean, it's just a phrase.
Yeah. We are not encouraging drinking and driving, people. Mm-mm.
That's not right. But if you'd like to come out here and then have a nice Miller Lite, Coors Lite, come on out, hang out with us on a Miller Lite Football Friday, we can do that here.
We can do that here.
Hey, real quick, as we talked about with the Texans, and their injury report. The Bears' injury report is out, and this is interesting here. So Roquan Smith, the linebacker we've been talking about, we've said that the Texans have a streak. Two games in a row, they have faced teams that have their best defensive player out of the game. Right? Shaq Leonard, by the way, who is out again Sunday against the Chiefs, which is weird. I mean, his back must be really giving him problems. Then Justin Simmons, the all-pro safety for the Broncos, was out. Then they lost Patrick Surtain in the middle of the game. Roquan Smith has not practiced all week. He didn't practice again today with the hip, and he is listed as questionable. Velus Jones Jr., one of their other receivers that they kind of depend on, he is listed as doubtful.
Rookie out of Tennessee, I believe.
So those are two ones to really look at, guys that would get a lot of time. And this could be the third straight game the Texans play a team with their best defensive player out of the game.
Well, I don't know how motivated Roquan Smith is to play. If you remember correctly, he's the one that held out from the Bears and basically told him he wasn't going
to
play without a new contract, wanted to trade, yada, yada, yada. Ended up getting back on good terms with Eberflus and playing. On good terms. I mean, at least he acted like he wanted to play.
He ended up not being stupid. Leaving money on the table.
Look, I'd imagine that this little hip injury right now is one that is probably not severe enough to keep him out of a game. But he's going, man, I ain't got any security. I'll be damned if I'm gonna play injured. So, I don't know how committed he is to playing anyway. But definitely a positive for the Houston Texans. Once again, the best defender on their opponent's defense is not going to – well, let me say that. He doesn't appear that he's going to play. If he does play, he's going to do so after not practicing all week long.
Very
so,
similar. Like we just saw Brevin Jordan. He didn't practice Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Yeah.
Neither did Roquan Smith. The Texans have already listed tight end Brevin Jordan out of this game. We'll keep an eye and see of that on Roquan Smith, but he has not practiced all week long. All right, Clint Sterner running the show as we're out here, Tyler, producing this thing. Clint, this story has continued to roll. We talked about this, the Boston Celtics coach, Ime Udoka, who is, they said, would potentially get suspended for having an improper relationship with a female member of the organization with the Celtics. They had a press conference today where their owner and their GM came out, and they have suspended him for the year, and Clint, they said they're going to reevaluate him after the season. This has been a crazy, crazy story. There's a lot of places you can go. This is where I want to go, Clint. They have made it very public with Udoka who he is and why he is being suspended. And in this, now, all women in the Boston Celtics organization, they have been run through, been drugged through by many people. Social media, they're going seeking out the women in the organization trying to figure out who it is that he had this improper relationship with. I'm just sitting there thinking, should the Celtics release who she is? Should the Celtics release, if they're releasing him, his name, and obviously who he is and why he's been suspended, should her name be released too? Should we know who it is he had the improper relationship with? Because a lot of the other women are just being accused of this. I almost feel like, is it fair that her name is released as well?
I mean, my initial response is it's only fair if you're going to expose him or make what he's, you know, his name public and in the mix. It's only fair that both parties are brought into the spotlight and share the responsibility. But I tell you, I watched the Celtics owner and general manager, or president, I'm sorry, their president.
Brad Stevens, yep.
Brad Stevens. I watched the press conference a little earlier today. And when I walked away from that press conference, the feeling that I had was this isn't something to play with. This isn't something to publicly, in our shoes or on a national level, to publicly have a super strong opinion on at this point in time. I watched Stephen A. Smith have an unbelievably strong opinion yesterday, and I assumed that he knew something because he's in such the know in NBA circles in particular.
Oh, my goodness.
But after I listened to, again, the owner and the president speak today, I don't think Stephen A. has the inside information on what's going on. This is not just a and this is my opinion of based on what I saw in the press conference. I don't believe this is a casual two random employees.
They said this has been a month-long situation that they have monitored and tried to investigate.
They brought an independent investigator into the mix to investigate this. And the results, I think the results put them in a place where it was a no-brainer what they had to do. In fact, the coach, Udoka, he actually said, hey, he was thankful for the way they handled it and for the suspension.
You think the coach is there again?
Man, I do. After what I saw today, I do not think he does.
They said they're hanging in it. Like, he's suspended right now, and they're going to
– I walked away, show, and the vibe I got was this is not a casual, hey, a female staffer for the Boston Celtics and the head coach. We're fooling around behind the scenes. There is no way.
There's something more to this,
and I'm not saying.
There's something more to this. What I think is because they said that nobody else in the organization is getting a significant penalty,
right?
Which is
right.
Like, well, hold on, what?
Right. Well, there's just to me, it's the only reason I say that is not because of something they said. It's how they were talking. Brad Stevens looked like he was going to cry three different times when he talked. Like, I don't know. I'm sure he has a great relationship with the coach. And if your relationship's that good with him, go to Trasco's and have you at Trasco's and have you a nice steak and a couple of drinks if it's that big of a deal, right? I mean, the emotions that the owner and the president visibly had today during that press conference puts me in a place where this is not your casual, you know, two employees were fooling around when in the handbook it says you can't do it. That just is not what was going on. There's women that work for the Celtics that are getting drugged through the mud just randomly. Nobody knows who the gal
is. That's the only part where I come with should her name be out there?
Well, I just – when you said that, it may – and maybe this is what you meant the whole time, but that's the first time that in my mind I went, okay, well, if you did essentially out her and put her name out there, at least the other – I don't know how many female employees the Celtics have.
But then she would probably get rolled on it.
Yeah. And I doubt that the female staffers that are getting drugged through the mud, I doubt that they want to cause more harm to the individual that was doing it. So
it should be a private matter that is not.
Here's the thing, though. It was leaked. I mean, this is the owner for the Celtics. The owner for the Celtics very clearly mentions that this information was leaked. It's unfortunate that it was leaked. And he made it sound like, unless I was hearing things, he made it sound like it was more of an NBA leak than a Celtic leak.
Yeah.
And so for everybody that's disappointed that the Celtics are making it public about the head coach.
They made it seem
coach,
like they felt like they had to
right,
because well, it was well, going to get out.
Yeah, I mean, at some point in time, you got to explain why your head coach is out for the year. Yeah. At some point, you got to explain that, right? Now may not have been the right time. But ultimately, I think there's some – for me personally, this is one of them situations where – after watching Stephen A. have a really aggressive opinion about it yesterday, and then watching the owner and the president today, I'd imagine Stephen A. wishes he could take some of what he said back. And I just don't believe that right now is the time to have a super strong opinion about how they've handled it, about what really went on, about the racial aspect of it. I don't think now's the time for that.
Judging by Stephen A's reaction, I don't think he's trying to take that back at all. He continued with it and went even in stronger with his reaction to it. All right, coming up Monday, it is a Reaction Monday as we're right here at Churrasco Steaks and Seafood. Reaction Monday brought to you by Churrasco Steak and Seafood. Make sure you're listening. Payne and Pendergast will have you right off the bat at 6 a.m. Breaking down Lovey's return to Chicago. Coming up, we watched two quarterbacks, Mitch Trubisky and Jacoby Brissett, last night. Should Davis Mills be on the same level as those two guys? We'll discuss that coming up next.
It's a Miller Lite Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from Churrasco's in Memorial City, here's Clint Sterner and the show.
Davis fakes the give, plants, throws, and he's got Nico across the 45, 50 in traffic and brought down at the 46 of Denver. Big play starter for the Texans.
That's what I'm talking about. I got to stop stepping all over Tyler's toes there. It's only there for me to read.
I think it's BS. You keep doing that.
I apologize to him, man. I'm so excited.
I had you turned down. It's okay. No harm, no
foul. He knows it now. He's got to have me turned down. Now he knows it now, man. I'm sorry, man. I'm just seeing fajitas getting fizzled around
you
here.
You get excited. It's all
steak
good.
Steak fajitas, and I'm telling you, man, that happy hour is about to start in about 17 minutes, so make your way on out here to Churrasco's here in Memorial City. And come hang out with us. We're here to 6 o'clock. The happy hour is until 7. So we're going to have ourselves a good time. The food is fantastic. The drinks are great as well. So make your way on out and take advantage of this happy hour on this Miller Lite Football Friday right there. I'm watching Thursday Night Football last night, I see the quarterback matchup. And you know me, I can't help but to think ODM. And I don't mean deep in my DMs. I mean Davis Mills.
Here comes the general.
Okay. And I'm looking at Jacoby Brissett, Clint, and I'm looking at Mitch Trubisky. And, yes, those are guys that have had more years in the game than them. But I think most Texans fans all expected, all right, Davis Mills is a guy that's ahead of them. If we're doing some kind of tiers or something, Davis Mills – off what we've seen, should expect it to be in a tier above those guys, right? And we saw how they played last night. Neither one of them were great. I think, obviously, Jacoby Brissett was a bit better, team winning. But my thought is the expectation, Clint, should be, and I've got it as Davis Mills on Sunday against the Bears, who is a weaker opponent than either one of the Steelers or Browns.
Yeah.
Davis Mills should at the very least, be on the same level of Mitch and Jacoby. Like, we should come away and watch that game, I feel like, and say, all right, I don't know, win, lose, or draw, but Davis Mills played as good as Jacoby Brissett, or he played as good as Mitch. Like, I feel like that's where we should be with Davis Mills.
You think?
Oh, God, that pause.
Look, no,
that
jerk
back,
I mean,
and look feels like.
Well, there's just a lot there. I mean,
that's too much to ask.
Well, it's just, there's just a lot there. I mean, do we want to compare him to Mitch and Jacoby, or do we want to compare him to Mitch and Jacoby's game last night, and knowing that the Texans are playing the Bears? Like, there's a lot there. I don't know. When I look at just the three quarterbacks, take the opponents out of the mix. When I look at the three quarterbacks, and now that we've seen Mitch Trubisky with the Steelers a few games. Yes, I expect Davis Mills to play as good or better than Mitch Trubisky. As I compare Davis Mills to Mitchell Trubisky, I'll be honest with you. I didn't ever think I would say this, but I wish Davis Mills had a little more Mitchell Trubisky in him in a standpoint of throwing the football down the field, challenging defenses, and letting it rip and playing with your letting your hair down a little
I
bit.
I can't believe you're saying that either. I just never thought he plays
an aggressive style of quarterback.
I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying I never thought I would hear. I hope Davis Mills has some more Mitch Trubisky. I wish Davis
from the perspective of the quarterback letting his hair down a little bit and driving the football down the field, maybe even at the expense of getting in trouble and throwing an interception every now and then. I wish Davis Mills had a little bit more of that aspect of Mitchell Trubisky in him. That's the reality of this. I would love for us to be talking on Monday about, you know, Davis Mills just, he got too risky with the football in two situations, and it cost us, maybe not the game because it is Chicago, but it cost us points or it made the game a little closer than it should have been. I would love to be having that conversation about him. Now, Jacoby Brissett, the quarterback you saw play last night for the Cleveland Browns, my expectations are not right now where he's at in his career for him to be better than Jacoby Brissett. I watched Jacoby Brissett make three or four throws last night that if Davis Mills made it, hell, I think you may even come around. I'm going to tell you, that touchdown he threw to his right, bang 80 threw to his right, that was big league. I mean, big league. Jacoby Brissett is right on the verge of being a starter in this league, and it's not because he can't spin the rock. If Davis Mills were anywhere close at this point to what Jacoby Brissett can do,
being on the verge of a starter.
Like, I mean, like, I'm just talking about what I watched. What I watched with Jacoby Brissett last night, call him what you want. It is, you know, Jacoby Brissett. I mean, everybody knows who he's a backup in this league. But last night, he played a really good brand of quarterback, and if the Texans quarterback Davis Mills made a handful of throws, four or five throws like Jacoby Brissett made last night, one, hell, they may be 3-0. They damn sure gonna beat Chicago if he makes those throws. They may be 3-0. No, maybe they would be 3-0. No, they know maybe two. They'd be 3-0 right now, and we wouldn't be talking about Davis Mills and Lovie Smith needing this being a must-win game for him at this point in time. So
it's more the numbers for you with just Jacoby Brissett. It's just
no. When I watch him, the numbers. When you look at 21 of 31 for 220 and two touchdowns,
Davis has got to be that.
Those are decent numbers. But when I watch him play, if Davis Mills can put a highlight reel together, three, four, five plays of what Jacoby Brissett did last night, we will be through the roof ecstatic. And I'll be honest with you, my expectations for Dave, if you asked me this before the season started, can Davis Mills play at or near Jacoby Brissett? I would have taken it this year.
Really?
You would have taken that?
No, he's got to be better than that.
What do you want? That's unrealistic.
I would think after this year, Davis Mills, it needs to be a bona fide NFL starter. I don't think Jacoby Brissett is a bona fide NFL starter. That's not good enough.
But you're not like what you watched last night. If Davis Mills played the quarterback position that well, if your expectations are for Davis Mills to play better than you saw Jacoby Brissett play last night, then it's impossible to meet your expectations.
Well, you know those aren't my expectations. What was that again? What, 220?
21 of 31 for 220.
I believe that I would have expectations that Davis Mills is playing that way and that he can make some throws. Maybe not consistently making throws because Jacoby didn't consistently make throws like that. But can he at some point come up with throws? Yeah, going into the season, you just said
Davis
Jacoby Brissett.
Davis Mills has not even shown the ability to make one of those throws. That's what I'm talking about, though. The expectations are, like, what are we talking about? You want him to go out there for 17 games, make throws like that? Like, we haven't even seen a game where you see throws like that.
I guess I put it to you, I put it like this. If we're saying that, boy, I would have taken him to be as good as Jacoby Brissett, then him as a long-term option shouldn't even be something to be looked at. If it is, be as good as Jacoby Brissett.
I disagree. I disagree from at this point in his career, 11 starts year one, three starts into year two. If this year, right now, this season at this point, we were sitting there going, this guy is at a Jacoby Brissett level. After Jacoby's been in the league for 8 years, a pocket passer that can make all the throws, that has the ability to make big-time throws from time to time. You're right, doesn't consistently do it, but he's in that. After 3 weeks of this year of a quarterback like Davis Mills, if we were right now talking about has the ability, we've seen some big-time throws, he's inconsistent with it, got some flaws in his game. Hell, I'd have took that six days a week, twice on Sunday, bud.
From the text line, we've been unfair. Really, Trubisky is a top five pick, and Brissett is a veteran.
Yeah, so what does that have to do with anything?
I don't know. I'm just telling you what the hell they said. I guess they're using that as an example.
I mean, what the people are saying.
Look,
I mean, it doesn't mean a damn thing
to me right now. Right, I mean, yeah. You're trying to figure out if he's going to be your starter.
We're at a point where it doesn't matter that Davis Mills was drafted in the third, and it doesn't matter that Mitchell Trubisky was drafted top 10. Nobody gives a rip. We're talking about the quarterback position at the NFL level. Mitchell Trubisky has fell well short of the expectations, but we've seen enough of a sample size of Mitchell Trubisky.
That's right. Mitchell was drafted top two. Doesn't mean he's a number two player.
It has nothing to do with it. It's just he's got a very I would say there's a similar enough skill set between him and Davis Mills right now. Now we get off in the weeds. Mitch Trubisky, I think, is more athletic. Mitch Trubisky's got a bigger arm, if we're being honest. But we can also say, well, Davis Mills is smarter and sharper and makes better decisions with the football typically. So there's give and take there. Bottom line is, as I watch Mitch Trubisky play, I wish Davis Mills would take some of the risk with the football that Mitch Trubisky takes. That's it. That's the only part of Mitch Trubisky that matters to me. And when you look at Jacoby Brissett is a veteran, no question about it, but physically and tangibly, he makes throws and has made throws throughout his career that are big league throws. I mean, I don't know if it's a tangible thing with Jacoby Brissett. I mean, let's not act like Jacoby Brissett's not a starter in this league. Jacoby Brissett's not a starter right now. He's been given opportunity to be a starter in this league. There's a couple of different organizations at two different times in his career that have said, you're our starter. So
But it wasn't good.
Yeah, no, I agree. I agree. It didn't work out. It didn't work out. And so he's not a guy that's going to go to Canton as a starter in this league. But when you look at Jacoby Brissett, I mean, this is a guy that two different organizations said, yeah, tangibly, physically, and mentally, in terms of playing the position, have said, yep, this is a starter in this league. So I look at Jacoby Brissett a little different than I look at a guy that's very limited skill set-wise and is a backup just because he's ready to play, like Chase Daniels. No, isn't that his name? The Missouri kid?
Well, there's no S on it, but yeah.
Chase Daniels, yeah. Like I don't – like Chase Daniels not going to go out there, and in my opinion, and make the same types of throws that we watched Jacoby Brissett make last week. That's a career backup, and he's a backup because he – you get my point. We don't need to spend a bunch of time on Jacoby Brissett. The point is Davis Mills, if he made the throws, I don't care what he did the other 20 throws. If he made 3 to 5 throws like Jacoby Brissett made last night, Monday morning you and I would be feeling pretty damn good about the quarterback of the Texans.
You'd feel better.
A lot better.
Better, but, I mean, I don't know if that's – still what the goal is. Jacoby Brissett, I mean, your hope, like him being Jacoby Brissett's not going to stop you from.
Yeah, long-term it's not. Long-term it's not.
But you're just talking about right now.
Right now.
Him improving.
I'm telling you right now, perfect case scenario, if we're sitting here talking about Davis Mills at this point in his career being as good as Jacoby Brissett is at this point in his career, I would be, that to me, that would be exceeding expectations 14 starts into an NFL career.
What you got coming up?
Well, there is – what did we talk about right out of the gate, Show? We talked about this win.
You went must win, baby.
Yeah, we talked about this win, and we talked about how important it is. And I hate to break it to you, Show, and all the listeners out there, but I think this is a must win for the Texans, two guys in particular. And I'll tell you who those guys are, as well as that damn John Lopez. Yeah, he's damn Aggies that I got over here at Sports Radio 610.
Giggle.
They're getting real confident, and I can't figure out why.
John McClain, too, baby.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Baylor Bear. I got to get with him. But John Lopez had a little something to say earlier. I'll figure out what John McClain. NFL Hall of Famer John McClain coming up next.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.